I'm Victor Onimole. Republican Dan Lewis gathered in a downtown ballroom with his supporters to make sense of what happened.
This has always been about a cause, and that is to make this city better, to make Albuquerque thrive, to make it safer. And you believe in that. I know you believed in it, and you still do, and I do also.
Lewis congratulated Keller on his win, but said he's not done trying to change the city.
I'm going to work hard. I'm going to continue to work hard as a businessman in this city, as a dad, as a husband, as someone who loves the city and loves this state, to continue to do what I can do to make it better.
Bronson Reyes says Lewis did a good job on the campaign, but Keller's legislative background made him a formidable opponent.
I thought it was going to be an uphill battle for Lewis to win, but I went ahead and threw my support behind him. I'm very disappointed that he lost, and Keller was just a stronger candidate.
Reyes says he's worried about the city losing federal funding because of how immigration is handled.
And then the other thing that I wish Tim Keller would do was try to do something about the homeless population, because it seems like Albuquerque's a mecca for a lot of homeless, and that's a very big concern for me.
It's a sad day for Albuquerque, but I believe that Albuquerque has to be much greater.
David Bearshield says he thinks a lot of voters don't realize that an ethics board found that Keller broke campaign finance rules during his run. Bearshield wants to see Keller hold himself accountable for that.
And then that's going to be what a leader's going to be. That's what I'm going to expect from him.
Lewis has a couple more weeks in office as city councilor in District 5. Democrat Cynthia Borrego will take over his seat after her win in last night's runoff election, strengthening the Democratic majority on the city council. For KUNM, I'm Victor Onimole.